Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So what's it like working under this tyrannical director? Known for his cross disposition.
The dictatorship of John Krasinski.
Yeah,
A nightmare. he's demanding, cruel, mean-spirited, yells a lot. And basically all I said, sort of the opposite.
I would guess that to be the case.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Given my short history with him, he's about the nicest guy in the whole world.
He is awesome, yeah.
But was it an interesting dynamic, though? I mean, being
on
this professional...
In some ways I think that we've been very protective about not working with each other and wanting it to be the right project. And I think this idea is so incredibly unique and so ambitious that it sort of felt like it was going to transcend the fact that we were a married couple. And so that was big for us. And then actually I think because we are a married couple and you have to really buy this family as a unit, I think it served us. And we're both parents, and this is such a personal film for us, being parents, the idea of the dread you have sending your children out into a brutal environment. This is obviously that on steroids, but it's just... Yeah.
But also the way real married couples have sort of an unspoken language, it really applies to this, doesn't it? It really fits in with this world where everything has to be unspoken.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange, ethereal thing when you have, like, real chemistry with someone, and I think that we do inevitably have that sort of secret language as a married couple, and... there was so much to play with in the film that, yes, it's a horror film. It's terrifying. It freaks you out, traumatizes people, but it's very deep. It's like you're dealing with a lot of deep stuff of a family that are trying to get over a loss, a family that need to communicate, that's full of regret and the need for forgiveness and the need to connect.
Yeah, you know? What do you think it is about these kinds of movies, though, but especially the way that it was performed and the way that John directed it?
Yeah.
It's not really gory the way a lot of movies are.
No.
It's really like what you don't see and what you don't hear.
I mean, this is his sort of ode to Jaws, which is, Jaws is one of my favorite films. It's one of his favorite films, and so that was the big inspiration for Quiet Place. Suspense doesn't necessarily have to be revealing everything all the time. And I don't want to see a film where people are like gouging their eyes out.
Yeah.
Like, that's not interesting to me. So I think that using this heightened reality for a kind of deeper message really about parenthood is really what he liked about it.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely going to be, I think, one of the like really talked about movies of the year.
Oh, good. I hope so.
I definitely think. And then you've got Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Coming up later in
which
the year.
Which is just like this.
Which is exactly like the new twist on Mary Poppins and creatures are coming out. I know because I talked with Lin-Manuel not too long ago. You've just finished. And you must be so honored and to be part of all
of
that.
It's completely surreal playing Mary Poppins. And she's so iconic and she means so much to people. I realize that she's sort of emblazoned into people's nostalgia, you know, when they remember. It's like the first movie that a lot of people ever saw.
Right.
So a lot of pressure. But ultimately, it'll just be my version of her, you know.
I can't wait.
Oh, good.
I can't wait.